Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Yesterday I was in class. So Mondays and Wednesdays I teach over at DePaul. I leave here and then I go over there and I talk with the students. And we're talking about content creation. Like, it's a big portion of what we do in the class. And I talk about how there are different ways to create content and showed them some examples from around the sports universe. Like, I showed them a clip from First Things First, and I showed them a clip from the SEC Network's Twitter account. A bunch of different things. But I also ran across this piece of content that I think you will like, and I told my students I will bring it back to the show. Yesterday on MLB Network, Mark DeRosa, former Cub, was breaking down Seiya Suzuki. And so this is a TV segment. And I said to Ray, can we turn this into it being still something that the radio audience can enjoy? And Ray was like, watch this. So he went into the booth and did his magic. Take a listen to who Mark DeRosa thinks Seiya Suzuki reminds him of.
This is his first at bat in the big leagues. And I want you to look at who's on the mound. Corbin Burnes, the NL Cy Young Award winner. Okay? Who's got a two-seamer at 96, a cutter at 96, a slider that he shapes off that, a changeup. He's got every weapon in the book at his disposal, every pitch. Situation, man on second, bottom second. You want to endear yourself to the Wrigley faithful. You're thinking, I got to be aggressive. He's going to want to be aggressive in the strike zone. I got to match him and be aggressive. I got Jason Hayward on deck. Let's see what happens. Ian Happ just hit a double. First pitch right here. Little cutter, 96 away. He was probably taken all the way. Pause it. So now I'm 1-1. I was taken all the way. First pitch, spit on it, ball. I want to see what your heater plays like in the strike zone at 94 miles an hour. I take it. I'm now 1-1. Let's go to work, 27. I mean, Ted gives him a call right there, which I don't mind. He's 1-2, and now he does not come outside himself. How do you not swing at that pitch right there? And I'm 3-2. Back that up. I'm 3-2 in a big spot in Wrigley early, and I'm willing to spit on the NL Cy Young Award winner's best pitch last year, that nasty cutter, which he dirtballs a little bit, but still, how do you not swing in that situation? And he's able to move on. He's really comfortable in the box. You see yesterday, really a powder keg of power. Rack that back for me real quick. 3-2, you hear me say all the time, the great hitters can go line to line, right? They don't do one thing and do one thing well. They give themselves a chance to all parts of the park. Anyone who's been in the box against Jose Quintana knows his fastball, even though he's had a little struggles lately. His fastball's got some late life on it, some late ride on it. So you don't want to be thinking dead pull. Seiya Suzuki, fifth game in the big leagues, Oppo and PNC. Getting on top of a high cheese right there. Just an absolutely gorgeous swing. Two-hand finish, which you don't see that often, and driving it out to right center. He's going to get another one right here on another lefty. Tries to go heater in. Run that back for me real quick. Heater in. Watch him pull his hands inside right here. Nice and slow. Everything behind this baseball. So when I see his setup, I see him in the box and I see him setting up. I see where D. Ross has got him hitting in the lineup. He looks like an RBI guy. He looks like he can hit pretty much anywhere he wants to in the lineup. It got me thinking about a player in a Cubs uniform that every time he came up to the plate, he just did some damage, and that's Aramis Ramirez. Very similar setup. Rammer had that one-arm finish, and I just think back to one of the greatest games I ever was a part of. 5-4 Milwaukee, and Aramis Ramirez hits the walk-off homer right there to kind of get us going. But Seiya Suzuki, pretty special. I know, minimum 15 plate appearances. We're really small sample size.
That was Mark DeRosa on MLB Network yesterday. That's high praise. Aramis Ramirez's career as a Cub, I find fascinating, partially because I think there is an argument for he is the greatest Cubs third baseman of all time. I know that there are some people who find that to be sacrilege. I don't. Aramis Ramirez's 9 seasons with the Cubs, his slash line, 294, 356, 531. Aramis Ramirez as a Cub was an 887 OPS. OPS plus, anything above 100 is good. Anything below 100 is bad. He was 126 for his career as a Cub. He was a 115 for his career overall. You know, the years in Milwaukee and had the years in Pittsburgh. Was it him and Randall Simon that those Cubs teams ended up getting in that trade? But if D-Row is already seeing Seiya Suzuki as Aramis Ramirez, that's really good. It doesn't look like it's taken him a long time to get used to major league velocity, which was one of my concerns. Now look, the pitchers are going to put a book together on Suzuki. And they're going to be some lulls. I mean, statistically speaking, they're going to be some lulls. But what I see at the plate so far is a really patient hitter that's learning with every single at-bat. And I think his RBI single yesterday came on the first pitch. So an ambush situation yesterday after being super patient at the plate. I think this is a smart dude, man. And seeing D-Row say that about him yesterday, I'm like, okay, we need to file that and hold on to that. Because that is if you're a Cub fan and his offensive Cubs career turns out to be an 887 OPS, that means he's going to the Hall of Fame. Now, Aramis' career OPS is 833, which won't get you into the Hall of Fame, but it does get you into the Hall of the Very Good, which I believe is in Poughkeepsie. Usually, if you can be above 850, that's when you end up in the Hall of Fame. Speaking of which, well, not the Hall of Fame, but Aramis Ramirez. Ray, you went and found the hit that D-Row was talking about?
Oh, yeah. June 29th, 2007. I remember I missed it. Because at the time, I was just trying to break into this business, and you know how that goes. I'm working like three jobs at that time, so I didn't really have a chance to see anything live sporting-wise unless it was at night. So this was a day game.
So now a one-run ball game. Last chance here. It's Ramirez. Fontenot still at first. The pitch to Aramis. There's a drive. Deep left center. Cubs win!
Yeah.
One of Mark DeRosa's best memories as a Cubs player. And I'm sure a lot of Cubs fans feel the same way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.